And a very good morning to you. It is Monday morning, the 15th of November, the year 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 53 and verse 5, the word says, "And by his stripes we are healed." And then we go to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2 and verse 24. Exactly the same scripture. "And by his stripes we are healed." The beating that our Lord Jesus Christ took before he was crucified on his back, the Bible says by that blood that was shed, we can receive our physical, mental, and spiritual healing. You know, the doctors can do an operation, but Jesus has to do the mending. And I want to clarify something quite clearly at the beginning. I have no problem with doctors, medical doctors. A medical doctor was one of my most faithful prayer partners for many years before Jesus called him home. I love doctors. I respect them. I have even medical people in my own family. But I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is ultimately our healer. A couple of years ago, a young lady came to the farm with her husband. She was the mother of two young children. She'd been told by the doctors that she had stage 4 cancer, her body was riddled with cancer, and that she was to go home and make herself comfortable. Well, she came to us and she asked if we could pray for her. We anointed her with oil, we prayed the prayer of faith, and God has completely healed her. He is the healer. Now, if we look at James, the book of James, chapter 5, and from verse 14, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith," see, there's the point, "will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed any sins, he will be forgiven." But I want to tell you, I've also been in the healing line myself. In the year 2009, we had a huge men's conference on this farm, Shalom. And on the Saturday morning, how can I ever forget it, after I'd finished preaching, I came down the steps and I was under the platform praying for a few farmers that had come from Australia. And all of a sudden, I felt lightheaded and I collapsed. I had a heart attack. They brought me to the house. I had a second one in the garden. My blood pressure went to zero. My young daughter, Jilly, is a nurse. She said to the family, "Dad is dying." Well, I want to tell you, they called in a helicopter. They casavacked me to Pietermaritzburg. And as that helicopter was taking off, it went over the crowd. And I saw tens of thousands of men's hands raised in the air praying for me. I got to the hospital, landed on the helipad, saw a heart specialist. He said, "There's something wrong, Mr. Buchan." He said, "There is nothing wrong. You are completely healed." I was preaching the next day. Go out today and trust the Lord Jesus Christ for your healing. He is the ultimate healer. God bless you and goodbye.